Welcome to ToxiCast, the solo edition, episode 3. Now, I want to talk about your content. And by that I mean, I'll talk about my personal opinion on my own content and how chances are you will feel about your content as well. So, I hate my stuff. I hate the stuff that I produce. Truly, I do. I'm proud at the same time. I've produced work that, once again, I'll mention that I don't think is up to the standard that I would like to be at, but I also understand that I am learning, and I am feeling out, trying to figure out where my sort of content belongs, if that makes sense. And being new, you will. I started out simply just going, man, I love video games, I love telling people about video games, I basically do reviews already, might as well make videos out of it. And I still have that mentality, but one thing to note is that making content is not an easy task. I mean, it's not difficult, but it's time-consuming, especially if you're dedicated to your craft. I put in so much editing time, it's not funny. But at the end of the day, it's worth it if you want it to be worth it. I'm a person who doesn't put in much effort into many things, purely because I can't be bothered and the end result doesn't interest me that much. However, my YouTube stuff does. I want to be, I want to be good at it. And if you have a similar mentality and you put in that work, you know, I'm sure at least one of us will make it. And that's one thing that I've sort of had to wrap my head around is, even though I am doing stuff for video games, it's still work. There's still effort involved. It is tiring. It is hard. So, if you're working a job or anything like that, you know, it's initially, when you first start, it's pretty fun. You're enjoying yourself for the first, like, I don't know, we can say between 1 and 5 hours. But after you hit that mark, then it becomes another chore. Because you've already started to burn out of your creativity. You've already written up a plot or a draft or a script. And you've done that. Your creativity doesn't stop there, don't get me wrong. You are always able to edit your script and change what you don't like or add things that you want to, remove things that you want to. But that creativity that was flowing so fast and was so fun has stopped because, you know, there's no need to just keep adding and adding and adding. You know, you're not going to get anywhere if you do that. And that's when you have to put, you know, essentially like pen to paper or, you know, fingers to keyboard. You have to do the work that you've set for yourself. And that's one thing that I've been trying to learn and I am not successful with just yet is limiting myself. Because I get into these creative moods where I'm like, yes, I'm going to create something awesome. I'm going to do all this. I write up a huge script. I do the audio for it and I redo it over and over until I don't hate it so much, and then I have to do the work, which, like I said, initially is pretty fun. It removes stress, but then it adds stress, especially if you don't get it all done when you want to get it done by. That's one thing as well. I need to stop setting myself up for failure by going, okay, I want to have this video done by this time, I want to do this by whenever. It's good to have a schedule, but don't hold yourself to that if you're not depending on it financially. Because you will only stress yourself out, and you will only limit what you create. If you give yourself the time, you will be happier with the content you create. What else was there for me to talk about in regards to this YouTube beast? Yes, community interaction. That's what I wanted to talk about. Now, while I only have 20 subscribers, I've had interaction on my channel, and I think this, not to come from, you know, like a high horsey sort of place, but this kind of determines whether you're doing YouTube for the right reasons. And this is when I realized that I wasn't doing it because of, you know, the promise of financial gain or whatever, because I was doubting myself. I was like, am I doing this for fun, or am I doing this because I think I might, you know, strike it lucky and get really rich? And in my case, I mean, I'm still hoping to strike it rich and get lucky, or the other way around. But once I started to get comments from strangers on my videos, saying that they liked something, or even talking about my opinion versus theirs and whatever, it got me so excited. It was so much fun to know that someone cared about what I had made. Someone watched it, and then not only went, hey, I watched this, let's go elsewhere. They decided that it was important enough for them to respond. Whether it be a compliment, or whether it be a debate, or a discussion, or even asking a question, any of that. Hell, it could be two words, and that is still so cool. And I tell you, if you have that sort of mentality similar to that of myself, it drives you forward. Because my schedule is pretty non-existent when it comes to releasing videos. It's kind of on a whim. I'll decide, hey, I liked this game, or I really disliked this game, I'm going to make a review. But seeing and receiving comments on my videos definitely pushes that forward. In fact, the latest video I made is because people had been commenting on some of my other stuff, and I wanted more. I want more. That interaction is so cool. So get excited and make stuff. You'll keep getting better. Well, that's the end of, what's this, the third episode of the Solo Toxicast. Cheers for listening.